Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Good evening, everybody. It is Friday night, and you're listening to Glam Rocks here on CILU. Matt Prokopchuk here with you, part of Hair-Raising Fridays, every week here on LU Radio, following Mr. Ryan Trush, of course, and Lipstick and Leather. Great to have you along for the ride, as always, for another Hair-Raising Friday. And we started things off tonight with something not so hair-raising, but a really, really nice song nonetheless. It was The Throbs, The Only Way Out, kicking us off tonight. Got a great show for you lined up tonight. We're going to spin some music from the Electric Angels. This was a band who was only around for one official release. I do believe there was a second Electric Angels record that ultimately went, it was released posthumously for the band anyway, but they did put out one album back in 1990 in the height of pop metal madness, although their sound, while certainly fitting in with the genre, just a little bit different. It was actually kind of cool that they got T-Rex's producer, Tony Visconti, behind the boards for that one, a good, 15 years or so after he was helming hits from Mark Bolan and company in the early to mid-70s. But Visconti produced a great record with the Angels, and we're going to play something from them. We're also going to play LA band Kick Tracy, who put out a very cool release, an EP, back in 1992, starting to steer away from some of the pop metal that they were known from on their debut album, so we're going to check that out. And we also have some classic material from Mick Ronson as well, the erstwhile sideman who's played with everybody from David Bowie and Ian Hunter to John Mellencamp even over the course of his distinguished career. He put out a couple of solo records in the 1970s as well. We're a little bit more glam in nature than maybe some of the other projects that he would end up working with, especially later in his career, but so we're going to spin something from that as well. So all of that and much more coming up tonight. Of course, questions, comments, song requests, you can always shoot me an email at glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glamroxx at luradio.ca. Well, Motley Crue was certainly no shortage of hits throughout the 1980s. Their original five albums, their first five, just spun off banger after banger after banger, and really was a huge part of the soundtrack to rock music in the 1980s. Dr. Feelgood was an absolute blockbuster in 89, and one of the hits that propelled this album to multi-platinum success was Same Old Situation, and here it is on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. Dressed in black on black, she got a Filipino girl that she claims as a friend. I tell you boys, you just gotta laugh. Now I use the kind of city she changed her name to Sam. I guess that's the name of her game. Yeah, I really used to love her, but the kid that she discovered, it's gotta be a sexual thing. Now all around the world,
Look at me in the eyes. You shall see nothing, hear nothing, dream of nothing. But Svengali, Svengali,
Svengali, Svengali.
Yeah, that is right, Liebchen.
Off of their self-titled debut album released back in 1990, here are the Electric Angels with Rattlesnake Kisses here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
Wake up at night, and you know.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from the Killer Dwarfs. That was the title track from Dirty Weapons, their second major label release and fourth overall. They had a couple of independent albums before getting snapped up in the late 1980s. I believe it was to Epic Records. And their second release on that album, or on that record label, did pretty well for them, actually, especially here in Canada. That was the title track, again, to Dirty Weapons. And before that, we heard Paul Stanley off of his 78 solo album with Wouldn't You Like to Know Me, as well the Electric Angels there with Rattlesnake Kisses. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you, as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU, and great to have you along for the ride, as always. Have some music for you coming up next. Mother Love Bone is coming up on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. A great tune there from Crash Kelly. That was Cracked and Faded off of Crash Kelly's second album, 2005's Electric Satisfaction. Interesting, if you read the liner notes on the American release of that album was released on two different record labels, actually, one in Canada and one in the U.S. I can't remember the Canadian release, but it was released on Liquor and Poker Music in the U.S., and I have both of them, and it's interesting, in the U.S. version, there's little kind of annotations to the various songs. So Sean Kelly, lead singer and songwriter, adding just a little line, a comment, I guess, about each song on the record. And with Cracked and Faded, he gives a bit of a shout out to Chip's Enough, of Enough's Enough, that apparently Chip helped him with the arrangement of that song. To my knowledge, Chip isn't credited as a songwriter or anything, but it's interesting to see Sean speaking about the song a little bit and saying that Chip's Enough helped him out in the arranging department a little bit. And before that, we heard Mother Love Bone there with Come Bite the Apple. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you, of course, as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. Well, Kick Tracy came out in 1990 with a debut record called No Rules, and it was a nice bluesy-ish pop metal affair, very much in line with what was going on in music and rock music in 1990. Not quite as overtly glammy as Poison, but still fitting in with the pop metal sound. The band, 2 years later, would take a bit of a musical detour or a musical field trip, if you will. It's a six-song EP and starts out with, a pretty typical pop metal rocker, but then from there, the band starts experimenting with a whole bunch of different styles, a little bit of funk, a little bit of acoustic, but kind of a bit of an alternative sound is kind of found throughout the entire album. It's a very neat listen. It's a bit disjointed in some ways, but it was almost like the band was maybe test driving a few different musical styles. It would have been interesting to see where they ultimately would have gone with that, but the band broke up after the EP, and to my knowledge, have never reformed nor released anything else. Definitely a creative endeavor, even though it is a short album, but we're going to play some music now from Kick Tracy, the title track off of the Field Trip EP, here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
Where we were young.
Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Finishing that set off there was Lizzie Borden there with Hell Is For Heroes. That was off of his 2000 comeback record, Deal With The Devil. Well, that's going to do it for another show tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. We'll take you out tonight with some classic music from Mick Ronson. Here he is with Only After Dark. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days.
My name is Nevaeh. I lost my foot in a lawnmower accident. Now I teach other children how to play safe. Kids shouldn't play near lawnmowers. Lawnmowers are very loud. The driver wouldn't be able to hear you if you were playing anywhere near. It's very important to be cautious.
Whatever game you play, play safe.
A message from the War Amps. Learn more at waramps.ca.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This is the worst thing that's happened since probably 1917. This is a very bad thing.
Parents seeking an answer. Their common bond was fear. The scenes they had watched all suggested LSD.